Alt-Hit Music Kicks FM. I'm Brad Mass, and joining me on the phone is author and communication and conflict consult Faith Wood. Thanks for joining me this morning, Faith. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So you're the keynote speaker at the upcoming Women in the North Conference here in Peace River. Can you tell me a bit about the opening keynote event, what you're going to be talking about in that?
Oh, absolutely. The opening event is actually happening after dinner on Wednesday evening, and I'm going to be inviting participants to discover the fascinating world of handwriting analysis. They're each going to write a short little phrase on an index card. They're going to trade that with another individual in the room that they don't know, and they'll be able to decode the personality of that individual just based on those seven words, which is a really fun and upbeat and playful way for all the people who are attending the conference to get to know each other a little better and do a little networking.
Cool, that sounds cool. So you're also going to be doing a workshop. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so in the morning, I'm going to kick off Thursday morning with a little bit of a conversation around nonverbal intelligence. So how our body language, our tone of voice, all of those things create meaning for individuals that we're in conversations with. So if we're going to get really good at presenting ourselves as leaders, as individuals looking to connect, which I think most of us need to be able to do, then we need to understand what our nonverbals are telling or broadcasting to other people. And so I'm going to be using my law enforcement background to help people understand that some of the stuff that they've read and seen on TV are not necessarily as accurate as they could be.
Right. And speaking of books, you've written a few books, including a series. Can you tell me a bit about that series that you wrote?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the series is the Colby Colleen Cozy Suspense series. And I started writing those books because I was kind of, you know, stuck in an airport and I was tired of reading self-help. And so I decided, in, you know, sitting on the airport floor for multiple hours, I was going to write a book that I wanted to read where I would accidentally learn something, but I wouldn't have chapters of lessons. And so I took all of my information around human behavior that I teach from the stage, and I started to couch them in a fiction series, which starts with the accidental audience, which every person in the room is going to get a copy of. That book launched the series, and it's really a chance for readers to be able to follow or see the world through the eyes of a behavioral profiler.
Cool.
And they get to get captivated in a story, which is, I think, what most of us prefer.
Right.
Anyway.
And can you give our listeners maybe a bit more about the conference? Where is it? When? That sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is at the Bell Conference Center. It starts Wednesday evening, April 10th, and it will continue at the Bell Center on Thursday morning with a breakout. So that is going to start at 9 a.m., and I'll kick off the morning with the nonverbal communications. Then there's going to be a fashion show and a talk show, and the whole day is going to wrap up Thursday afternoon around 4:30. You get lunch, you get dinner, and you get me and a couple of other really fabulous speakers along the way.
I think you've done a good job selling it. So you also have a website. Where can people find you online?
Oh, I hope that they'll visit me online. You can find me at imind.ca. So that's India Mike, India November Delta.ca.
Perfect. And is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think I can't wait to meet everyone up north, and I love attending northern communities because people are so warm and friendly, and I'm excited to be part of this event.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure, Brad. Thanks for having me.